guys, we know you like to listen to our podcasts and reviews. We know generally that you like to listen to stuff. How about listening to stuff on Audible?
Well, Audible, isn't that what we do?
Well, I mean, we do Audible reviews, but I'm talking about Audible.com. I mean, you're talking about one of the internet's best resources for audio programs from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and even business information providers.
Like over 150,000 audio programs, adding up to over 1,500,000 hours of audio programming. I don't think we're quite there yet.
No.
Yeah, but
we'll get there.
But, you know, obviously you guys like audio. You're looking for new audio stuff to check out. Audible.com has more than enough of what you're looking for.
And we're proud to call them a sponsor. And as a special gift to you, we're offering you, through Audible, a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link on the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus. And by doing so, not only do you get a free audiobook, but you're helping out the site as well.
And we know you want to do that.
Of course you want to do that.
Because we're standing outside your window watching you right now, wanting to do that.
Absolutely. So stop, look, and most importantly, listen to audible.com.
Welcome to another episode of Randy Plays Games. We are playing a new game today called Dread, which is a horror game that uses a unique mechanic. Instead of having dice, we use a Jenga tower.
Oh, that's what that's for. I've been playing chicken with this Jenga tower and a can of beers.
I saw the Zima, and I just thought we were back in the early 90s.
When we play Dread, it'll be a different horror genre. You know, you can make your own. We're using the basic one out of the main rule book, which you can find at many fine game stores, including Rogues Gallery Comics and Games in Round Rock, Texas.
Wait, where? What is it, and where is it?
Oh, it's Rogues Gallery Comics and Games in Round Rock, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I heard they get all touchy in there, though.
Only with you, Jason. Only with you.
Well, membership has its privileges.
Yeah, the massages are worth it, though.
So before I get too far into it, I am Randy, and with me today is...
Chris.
Bo.
Sarah.
Joe.
Jason.
And they're going to be intrepid college students camping in the Grand Canyon when something goes wrong.
Wait, Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon.
Where did I get Cuba? Yeah. I thought it was somewhere in the Caribbean.
I thought it was an island paradise.
No, that's because originally I was going to create an original thing in the Caribbean that was going to be a haunted house thing. But instead, I played the one out of the book because I went to Disneyland and didn't have time to.
You had fun. You had a great time. And we just sat here and got rained on.
Apparently, we're camping in Lazy Canyon.
Yes, you are. So the basics of this is that before each game, I sent out a questionnaire for each character that had 12 questions, one of which was, what's your name, your character's name, so that was an easy one. But these provide a little bit of insight to the character and will no doubt give them skills that they'll use.
So was the detail of our sexual history that important?
Oh, that was a separate questionionaire.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that one. No, it just goes to me.
Why did you need Randy's got, like, Batman files about everyone's predilections.
But thank you. It was very interesting.
Why did you need to know where I keep my weed?
No reason. Your weed got stolen, by the way? Because that wasn't me.
Hey.
They each have a questionnaire, and if after this goes up, we'll have a link. You can go and look at what the questionnaires are and what the answers were, and that defines their characters. And we'll get to the characters in just a minute. But the basics of this game is there are no dice. Instead, when they need to do something, if it's something that's easy for them, I may just say, okay, they do it. Or if it's something that's a challenge, I'll say, okay, well, you need to pull a Jenga block, and we have a Jenga tower set up. And early on, that's easy enough. As it goes on, it gets more difficult.
I'm really nervous about this.
I'd like to point out that the light is really highlighting how Sarah's kind of covered in bruises. So.
Once again, the sexual history is just for Randy.
That was actually another Jenga. She's really bad at Jenga.
Coordination might not be high on the skill set.
I was playing car Jenga.
Car Jenga. That is so not a thing.
It's not?
That's actually Fast and Furious 8.
Oh, okay. That's what that is. So if the Jenga tower tumbles, that means whoever caused it to tumble, their character is out of the game. Usually that means dead. If it's early on, it might be something happens, they get injured, or they disappear, or something like that. But that is what will happen. Your character will be eliminated from the game. So there's a bit of tension that goes on as the tower gets closer and closer to falling.
Unlike regular Jenga, which is just a breeze.
And then you rebuild it, and for every person who's missing, you pull out 10 blocks. So the first time it falls, it's going to get harder and harder for it, for people to survive things.
Okay.
So I feel like there's going to be like a little doll version of Randy on a big wheel that rides in and said, "Now take your first block."
I just want to know if this is made by Jenga.
This is actually just an add-on
promotion for Jenga.
It's an optional add-on.
I don't think Jenga has a marketing budget, so.
Oh.
Not that attitude.
They're still made of wood. Let's get that.
Like, you can literally make it yourself.
So let's go around and have you guys give your character names and the basics, if you want to give your basics.
All right. My character's name is Danny Black. I am an English major. My dad was at the head of an English department at a college where I grew up at, and I just kind of fell backwards into doing it as well. I am on this trip because I don't know why. Why would an English major go to the Grand Canyon?
You had a reason, didn't you?
It's spring break, so why didn't I stay there at college? Because I don't have a lot of friends at college, so what the hell.
Yeah,
I'd rather go do an adventure. I've also brought with me an ancient book that was originally kept in the school's archives, but my father is hidden away in his safe, and he had said, never open that safe, but he died, and so I got the book, and now I'm trying to figure out what the book is about.
By the way, this brings up something. In the questionnaires, they give you a lot of hooks, and they sort of ask you to do certain things that, like, maybe help out the DM. Chris, almost every single answer of his was a secret, here's what's going to help me! And I think it's adorable to think that's going to work.
I don't know! I've never played this game before! I thought that's what you were looking for!
It's an evil book! This is a Dane Cook biography!
Well, that would count!
Yeah, no, you act like the two are mutually exclusive.
To be fair, it never said evil, it just said ancient.
Yes, yeah.
No, I think it's just the Canterbury Tales. Great.
Have you read the Canterbury Tales? Evil.
Oh my god, I'm being attacked by extraneous ease.
But what about your character?
My name is Dane Bradford, and I am a wealthy frat boy douchebag.
So yeah, what is your character?
I read your bio, and I was like, I hope he dies first.
I'm feeling a little lazy today, so I did everything but say I'm a black guy.
Sarah, your character?
My full name is Boojum Windtail Harspoon Thompson, but you guys can call me Jeff. I'm an economics major, and I'm just here to, loosen my tie and have some fun. Hey, boys. How's it going?
Still want me to die first?
No, no. I was about to say, congratulations, you're number two. Well,
Joe?
Hey, everybody, I'm Tony Castle, a fashion design major, and one of the problems that I have is people make assumptions about me, either that I'm gay or a homosexual.
I've never met a homosexual before.
I just kind of...
I heard they're really nice and neat.
I kind of run with it because it gets me more quality time with Jeff. I really think that we can make him a human being at some point.
Okay, Tony. Got it.
And Jason?
Hey, we need somebody like that.
I am Elvis Page, the name I got from an assortment of books on my nightstand.
Did those books have pages in them?
I had one book about Elvis and it had pages in it.
No.
It was like soft cover book.
It was actually the velvet Elvis painting over my bed.
Dina Warlock.
You know me so well. In the page is a Betty Page thing. Well, this is a family show. I'm a mechanical engineering guy who's really into hallucinogens and consciousness expansion via particularly DMT. And I have built up a healthy paranoia because of it. You all may be lizard people.
You're going to die trying to get the Robo Nirvana.
So, as we begin, you guys have all signed up for a Grand Canyon adventure camping trip on spring break.
Hooray!
You all had your reasons, which was covered in the questionnaires. Because it was an adventure camping trip, no technological devices were allowed. So, basically, you guys have no GPS, no computers, no PDAs.
What about my Palm Pilot?
What about your Palm Pilot?
I'm sorry, you left that behind in 1994.
No, Jeff didn't.
I still got it.
There also was no drugs and no booze, which I believe one of you has already broken. Yeah, one of you.
Sorry,
brought,
guys.
One of you brought beer, and it was poured out by the guide.
It was one can of Michelob Light.
That is not the high life.
So you left on Saturday for a week long camping trip in the Grand Canyon. You spent a couple of days hiking down, learning basic camping and rafting skills. Then you got a couple of rafts. You rode those rafts down the Grand Canyon.
Got raped by rednecks.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
And after rafting for a while, you spent a day hiking up one of the side canyons, see some different different areas. And you ended the night, that's Thursday night, so you've been out there, you know, a few days, by making camp, about an hour's hike from the river. And about 2:30 a.m., there was a loud scream. And let's see, one of you, who on your questionnaire, one of you saw the guide. Okay, so as we pick up, it is the middle of the night. Tony has just found the guide.
Gay Tony.
Torn to shreds. Looks like he's still alive. The guide, by the way, is a young woman named Rachel Buckley, something of a hippie type.
Oh, good. The only woman is dead.
And she's in a bad way. So yeah. You guys hear your scream, sounds of a struggle, and the guard has been badly mauled and dragged a dozen feet or so from her tent. The shredded remains of her sleeping bag and sleeping pad are strewn along the way. She is unconscious, bleeding, but breathing. And that's where we pick up.
She is a very active sleeper. I think she has restless leg syndrome.
I think she's going to be okay. Does anyone have any aspirin?
You know I do.
I have a vial... that probably has aspirin in it, but I'm not entirely sure.
All right, so I'll just go ahead and take my overshirt off and rip it into the pieces so that I can start trying to at least tourniquet the major gashes.
Jesus, okay. What, took 5 minutes into this trip before Tony took his shirt off?
Tony, do you work out, Tony? Or
look,
what are you
all
doing?
I know is that these pecs aren't going to oil themselves, so Jeff, right. If you want to get on this...
Tony, in order for the first aid, I would need a pull from the Jenga tower.
All right. So do I have to go from the absolute bottom?
Wherever you feel
anywhere
safe.
Anywhere you want, pull one block.
All right. And since this
so you
is,
can go from the top.
I'm going to laugh if you drop it, because then Randy's got to figure out how he died putting bandages on.
So what you do Rachel is, gave him AIDS.
Exactly that. Okay.
Oh, wait.
There
really?
We go. Yeah, you can do that.
Wait, that's how you do it?
Well, you go from anywhere on there you can pull.
Oh, you're
I've never
to...
played Jenga sober, so I
right. Yeah, me either.
So,
or this isn't battle Jenga.
Jenga's a little too wild.
So the deal is, he just stole the only top pull you can make, because now there's no way anyone can pull those top two.
Thanks, Tony!
Hey, but, look.
Oh, great. So, if you had failed, she had died. Who fucking cares?
Look, but, back in Nam, you had to do what you had to do to take care of yourself. I wasn't there for the war. I was there because garments are really cheap down there.
So, Tony successfully bandages up the guide, and she's still unconscious, but seems to be stabilized. What do you guys want to do now?
Does anyone have any real medical training here?
No. What you do?
Tony, to actually.
No, my character was in the second airborne.
Jesus, gay Tony!
Wow,
really?
I put it down there. That's where I learned to sew. Was sewing up torn parachutes.
Yeah. So, all right, Top Gun. So is she gonna live or
let's
not?
Do it.
Well, she's gonna live as much as I've given her help. So if Jeff here wants to, you know,
I can
her
carry
hand,
her to safety. I'm a very fit young man.
All right, so if frat daddy over here can carry her.
We should check our food supplies. We might have to eat her.
All right. Do you guys want to check
Dane
your,
makes
check
a
your
compelling
food supplies?
Point.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stick with Rachel. Like, what the hell happened? Was it lizard people? It was lizard people, wasn't it?
She is out.
I'm not saying
Glenn Beck,
lizard
but,
people.
But, you know, you might have heard her say that it was lizard people.
I think she mumbled, lizard people.
So what in the hell did this, guys? This is there, there's no bears in the Grand Canyon, are there?
Well, I am a generous lover.
I
don't
saw
think
some...
Rachel's a, is...
your type? Yeah.
You
saw a big hairy guy. Does that count?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a spectrum anymore. Thanks for pigeonholing.
Sorry, you were,
wait,
you were,
is
you were
pigeonholing
saying...
one of those things you dudes do?
Well, with the help of a Sherpa.
You were saying, Jeff?
Oh, I saw a band of teenagers down the road when we were coming in. I'm not going to say
Mexican,
I'm not going to say Mexican. I'm not going to say they weren't white, but they weren't white.
This poses a problem for Dane. Kappa Kappa Asshole has a very, very strict policy against people of color.
As long as they're servants, I'm fine. So Jeff, we should get them to carry the woman back up.
Your theory is that a bunch of people came along, saw that we were white, and decided to kill our guy.
I'm not saying anything, but...
But Jeff is upset that you use the term people.
Yes.
I'm gonna give Rachel a dose of something good.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right.
To help ease the pain.
Okay.
I have some more.
Some Motrin because she's a woman.
I thought you were gonna fuck her. I mean, that's just the first thing I think when I see a passed out woman.
Like one of the wounds?
I was gonna say right now you can just pick a hole.
Hey. He isn't a frat. You know.
Yeah. True. I've always wanted to do this.
All right. So
you mean you haven't yet?
You have enough food supply for 3 days. You guys were supposed to be done in 2 days.
Is there any kind of signaling device or satellite phone or flare guns?
There are two emergency flares, and there's a two-way radio.
Is it night?
It is night. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but how far out are we?
You guys are about... If you take the river, you should be able to get back in 2 days.
Okay. I know how to paddle a boat, guys. Let's all make a raft.
His boating shoes.
We literally have rafts and paddled here.
Yeah. All right.
Yep, you in fact have two rafts. Each one holds four people.
All right.
So let's put her in one of the
Let's make a raft out of the raft.
I'm wearing all of the life vests.
Let's decamp, except Tony, who can't.
So you want to go to the river in the middle of the night?
Yeah, well, I mean, is there...
No, we do not.
Are there sharks or something?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing.
Rivers tend not to be straight, and when you can't see where you're going, it's
a
very bad thing.
Did a shark crawl up out of the water and get her?
That's my theory.
And then go back into the water? I think the water might be a safe place. Let's get the fucking boat.
See, that's my argument. Like, there's something nasty around.
What's the phase of the moon? What's the weather like? What's visibility like right now?
It's a full moon.
All right.
So we should totally make weapons.
Is there a smoke monster?
So let me tell you what your supplies are, just so you all know. You got the two rafts. You have two tents, which will sleep three people each. Because the guy's tent is gone, so...
I'm taking an inventory of how many people we have.
You have a two-way radio. You have a flashlight. You have... two emergency flares. You have a hatchet. Plenty of water and water purifiers. And a first aid kit, which at one point included morphine. Probably doesn't now.
For obvious reasons.
And some matches. As well as backpacks and camp knives.
So can we try the two-way radio first, too?
Yes, absolutely you can try the radio.
Let's turn the radio on, see what happens.
Okay. Who's working the radio, and does anyone have any particular skills that would help them work the radio?
A mechanical engineer. I can run the...
He's tripping, but still.
All right. So...
everybody gets a knife. I call the hatchet.
So you turn on and you get nothing but static. You guys are in the middle of the canyon.
If he were to move it around, is there more static coming from any direction?
If you would like to pull a block, you can try and move for a better signal.
I'm gonna do it. All right,
I'm gonna do it.
All
right,
radio explodes and kills Elvis.
Still a relatively early in the game for a tower to fall. I mean, we're looking pretty secure here.
He's going near the bottom. He's like, "Fuck it, I don't care."
All the weights. It's very. Yeah, there you go. All right.
What do I do with this?
Put it on top.
Put it on the top. Yep. Okay. I can't keep it.
Nope. Not there.
Shut up! I'm stretching me out, man.
Yeah, you want to accidentally push that one block back in.
His hands are shaky enough as it is.
I know, I got the DTs.
All right, Elvis does manage to move around a little bit and get a little more static. You think if you were able to get a little more altitude, like if you were able to climb one of the rock faces a bit, you might be able to get a signal.
Okay.
But that's definitely going to take a block.
I can climb. I'm very athletic and fit. Hey, I played
let's let
squash
Jeff die first.
Jeff, here, take the radio call. Hey, the fucking rocks.
Take Freddie Magoo over there, and you two climb, and then there's four people for a raft, and then we got the spare raft.
Does anyone have a spare pair of hiking boots? I only wore flip flops.
I only wore bunny slippers. So.
We were supposed to have shoes.
All right. Do I pull a block?
Are you going to climb with the radio?
Yes, I am.
Do you know how to work the radio?
We're going
to
look at the radio.
Do I know how to work a radio?
He shows her how to work a radio.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Of course I do.
Well, Jeff did the internet call center.
Jeff is going to pull a block.
So Elvis hands the radio over to Jeff. Jeff makes his way up the side of the cliff.
It was good knowing you, radio.
And
this table is not even.
Cuba Gooding.
And Sarah is pulling a block from the middle.
Gently.
She's pushing.
Gently.
You can probe as much as you want. You can make sure what you want to pull.
It's shaking.
She got it. All right.
Throw me the whip.
It's on the top.
I like
throw me the idol.
All right. Randy has the Jenga block stacked upon a stack of old Image comics. So
it's all young blood bloods, right?
Yeah. Those are worth something.
All of the furniture in here is actually all propped up with old images of Savage Dragon.
Look, I don't have money for furniture. I bought a lot of comics in the 90s. But one day, these Savage Dragons are going to be worth pennies.
Literally.
Almost as much as those X-Men.
I think it's
you
some point.
Shut up.
I'm going to retire on Claremont's run.
Okay, Jeff reached the top. You guys watch as he gets up, sort of gets to an outcropping, and you hear the static start to. There's a voice starts
was,
to make its way in. You hear a voice coming through.
Your voice.
And it says,
"Hello."
A lot of static. It says, "Hello."
Hi. How's it going?
Maybe get to the point, Jeff.
How's the weather where you are?
Jesus
Christ. Who? This?
It's Jeff.
Your name is Jeff.
Yeah, just intercut. Can I just throw a really big rock at Jeff?
Hey, you guys want to play throw the rock?
No. What? Do we have a GPS or anything like that?
No.
Shit. All right.
Okay.
That seems like.
What's your name, sir?
Ooh, this.
I already told you, it's Jeff.
Something. What's going on?
Well, we are just, you know, six young lads, and we're in the Grand Canyon, and our lesbian died. or she's almost dead. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Just real quick, internet, it's going to get gross. So if you want to tune out now.
Just a disclaimer, I am not really Jeff.
I didn't know there was a dike in this river.
If I had a nickel.
You know what? I say that all the time. If I had a nickel for every time I heard, if I had a nickel, I'd have maybe two nickels.
Look. Cation?
Arizona.
In the Grand Canyon.
How hard is that?
I got on a bus and I fell asleep.
Any else talk to?
Nope, it's just me.
All right, I start climbing up there. I kick off my bunny slippers. I hand them to Danny.
Oh, hey, Elvis.
Please take good care of my bunny slippers. I
will treasure
please,
them all.
Please pull block.
All right, Jesus.
I'll probably write a note about it later.
You know what? I think if I take this radio apart and put it back together, it'll work better. I know how to work things.
Why not just pour alcohol down it?
Because we don't have any. Because that's against the rules.
That's making me nervous already. It's not supposed to make me nervous.
All right. Well,
I don't like it.
Elvis clambers up the side and grabs the radio away from Jeff.
Hey.
I think you should rescind the radio, Jeff.
Well, what's the magic word?
I'm thinking that, oh God, I knew it! She's an implant, she's a plant in our group, she's asking me for the password, I think she's trying to sabotage this so we all die. Xerxes.
Oh good, Elvis saved us.
Xerxes is the password.
Any else?
Oh, yeah.
I start. We got somebody hurt, man.
Where?
The Grand Canyon.
Where?
Oh, my God.
We do have a flare gun. Ask him where.
We have flares. We do not have a flare gun.
Okay, we have flares.
So if we throw the flare up in the air...
Well, is it the kind of flare that launches?
No.
You know what?
Yeah, engineer your way out of this shit.
Will I be able to determine our relative location, since my specialty is aerospace engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to look at the stars and...
Isn't one of you idiots the cartographer? Oh, God, it's you.
Oh, yes, I forgot that I was
Jeff
the cartographer.
Has all the maps. God damn it, Jeff. Maps.
Wait, I left him at the bottom of the hill. I'm going to mount the radio on this rock that oddly looks like a Jenga tower. And Elvis, you can just wait here.
Okay,
I'm going to go back down the mountain.
So can I figure out where we are on the map currently?
Yes.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
You're still upstairs, so don't worry about that, honey pants.
Yes, you can figure out where you are on the map.
Okay, so like as far as any landings that we can go to, so that we can plan heading back, like that would be within a day's float.
Pretty much, you guys are in the middle of the worst part. You have to. You can.
Well, if we're in the middle of the worst part, any other part's going to be better.
Yeah.
So
you
it's only uphill
from
here, guys.
You need 2 days of rafting, and you'll get out of here just fine.
Okay.
But going back up river is going to take longer.
What's
hiking
downriver?
Is going to take longer. Downriver is the exit from the canyon.
Okay. And so what's waiting at the exit? Is our vehicle waiting at the exit?
Yes. Yeah. There'll be a vehicle at the exit.
All right. So let's hold a little powwow, the frat boy and wordsmith over here.
So glad my skills will come in handy on this Grand Canyon trip.
So
you can write it a poem.
Look, the answer to how we get out is hidden inside Finnegan's Wake.
It might be, actually.
All right, we're gonna get the fuck sticks out of here, and we're gonna actually go towards the vehicle. So.
So we've given up on the whole radio thing?
Oh, no, this is downstairs. They're still up
there.
Yeah,
no, good. We haven't heard from them.
Although we have seen Jeff start climbing down, so...
So why don't we go ahead decamp. We're doing this shit.
I'm all for that when the sun comes up. I'm not going fucking anywhere.
Hey, Annie, guess what? Daddy Warbucks ain't here, so fucking straighten up. Unless you want 2 tons of gay fun up that bunghole.
I've got the flashlight. You guys have fun heading to your impending doom.
Yeah, once again, though, there is, in fact, a monster or something around here, too.
There is, which will easily kill us in the dark as we travel along.
Or teenagers.
Or a what you think is gay second airborne.
Back to you on the radio.
I just tell him, hey, pretty sure there's a goddamn werewolf out here. What do we do?
Whatever you do.
What do you usually do for
tell
werewolves?
Tell them the name of the guide, and they'll be able to figure out which canyon we're in, which part of the canyon we're in.
Oh. Rachel. The lesbian.
Rachel Lesbian. What was her name?
Got it. Staying imperative. Whatever you do, stay put.
Stay
exactly.
Put. Stay put.
Stay put.
Unless he said don't.
Don't stay.
I know. And then the battery dies.
Man,
this is the worst prepared guide of all time. It's like no shooting flares. There's no GPS.
Well, I mean, she is a woman.
Do we have
so.
Any copper wire and a magnet, perhaps?
Oddly enough, no, you did not bring copy wire.
I have a compass.
I'm just going to get on the internet real quick and look up how to get out of here.
All right.
Okay?
So you're pretending you're on the internet.
Oh, damn it.
It's one of those...
No Wi-Fi here.
It's a plastic... It's a plastic... I bought a compass, but it's like...
It's the one that's
drawing north is down.
She also brought a sextant.
Excuse me. He. My name is Jeff.
Right. He brought a sextant.
All right. Jeff makes it down a few minutes before Elvis does.
I have
radio.
A map of the United States. Will this help? But it's one of those, like, placemats you get at a diner.
Yes, write help on it and make it into a paper airplane and throw it.
I'm going to start looking for peyote.
Sadly, there is no peyote.
Yeah, not the Grand Canyon.
You search for peyote, you find nothing.
This game sucks.
Except inner peace.
Is peyote a casino?
It's like a tortilla.
Probably.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I hear a vote for decamping, and I hear a vote for waiting till morning.
Well, it sounded like the guy was saying don't go anywhere, so maybe we should wait till morning.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe he was saying don't stay put.
But he said it twice, and both times we didn't hear don't.
The werewolf has our coordinates.
Yeah. This is kind of what they would refer to as a kill site.
Plus, like it may not be even safe to move Rachel.
I'll be the judge of that.
You can be the judge
and
of that.
And I say it's cool.
Actually, you think that you could probably put a makeshift stretcher together out of the shredded tent and move her.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yes, in the morning. It makes sense to do such things.
No, we start doing it right now.
Yeah, no. Hey, Jeff.
You people have never been camping anywhere. Jeff, when it's
I went to the Wisconsin Dells once.
Jeff, I've got a special mission for you.
Yes.
That guy over there.
Which guy?
Actually, Mr. Fancy Pants over there.
Bradford
Funds. Dane? Funds Lulac, and you know what that means, trying to give Mexicans power. So I'm going to need you to keep him out of our way.
Jesus Christ!
You want me to, hey Dane, do you have a personal budget?
Get away from me.
Would anyone like to pull a block to make the stretcher?
I'll do it, because that's the engineer.
That's right.
This is like my third fucking block.
Get on that choo-choo.
Let the stone guy do everything.
I think a discussion of comparative literature would help us. Yeah, exactly.
How would Thoreau handle this?
See, you should have narrowed your skill set down to rich asshole. You're not doing any of this.
Oh my god.
That thing's moving.
It's just like moving. Twisted.
What happens if I...
Oh, your character dies.
Jesus Christ. You know that tower in...
Building a stretcher?
That tower in Dubai goes like this all the time. Can I, like, hold things still?
You can probe a little bit, and then the stuff on the bottom is going to be a little safer.
Yeah, the idea is...
No.
You just kind of...
He's not going to die from making a stretcher.
He could.
He could die while making a stretcher.
You're stressing me out.
All right.
This is like the interview that I had for my internship.
All right. At Elvis successfully built a stretcher out of the shredded tent that was Rachel's tent. And you guys placed Rachel in the stretcher. It is now about 4 in the morning. You have not...
the sun will be up in an hour.
Well, good. Then we can make a fresh start of the day.
Yes.
Now.
I'm a little grumpy when I don't have my coffee.
You really want to go down the river in the fucking dark?
Well, it is a full moon, he said, so it's not that dark.
Oh, it's a full moon?
Yeah,
told me that.
That was the first thing I asked.
That's still going to be really fucking dangerous, but okay.
Pretend we're your servants telling you that your pants are ready.
I don't think you understand how servants work.
they don't inform you when your pantaloons have been pressed.
All right, so you guys have 2 rafts. Are you going to wait till morning, or are you going to wait an hour?
No. Let's load up Rachel with me and Stoner McGee, and then the Fun Munch Bunch over here can follow us.
All right, for the benefit of those listening, who's in which raft?
I'm in there. I'm in the raft with Gay Tony.
Okay,
and Rachel.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tony, Rachel, and Elvis are in a raft,
and then me, Danny. Dave.
Yes,
as a cook.
Yeah, I got it.
Darren. Dane, is it Darren?
Danny,
is
Dane, and Jeff.
That's right.
The other one. Okay.
All paddle guys. I got really good upper arms.
Oh, we give them a wide berth. That's what we do.
You guys go first. We'll follow you.
Big Sarah is really taking advantage of this whole wish fulfillment alternate lives.
So I guess that's my question. Who is paddling? Who's primarily paddling in the in each?
I don't like the sound of that.
I will paddle while Gay Tony takes care of Rachel.
Okay. Do you have any rafting type skills?
Not at all.
Okay. Technically, when you're rafting, everybody paddles.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I'm just wondering who's in charge, basically.
Okay.
Who's in charge of the raft?
Well, it sounds like Jeff is the macho one, or is Dane macho
too? I keep
too.
Perfect time. I will clap.
I'm, of course, the natural leader. And you need to take care of special needs over here.
I'm all tempted to go with Dane, actually.
Besides, I used to skull.
I need the person in charge of the other raft.
Which is what other raft?
You guys. Side,
to pull a block.
You have to pull a block.
Yeah. Dane.
Pull your Dane.
So, Dane, you're pulling a block because you guys are, it's a little dark.
Stop that.
We should turn out the lights and make Bo do it in the dark.
You mean pull blocks?
It's okay, the details.
Yes.
It's wobbling. I don't like it. It's wobbling.
Take your time.
All right.
This is not the competition.
Probably a little.
Oh, shit.
It's shaking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, geez.
Hey, you know what this looks like?
He flicked us off with his Jenga block.
White privilege?
Yes. All right. You guys hit a little bit of a rough patch, but Dane is able to guide you guys through it. You guys are okay. You were ahead of them. And you guys are moving along when Danny looks over to the side. As the sun is starting to come up, it's still pretty dark, but you can see a little bit of light.
See, we're okay.
And you see something on the shore as you're floating past.
It's a werewolf.
I see something.
Yes.
Is it Dr. Moreau?
Something. What, I mean, give me more than something.
Well, when you look over, it looks to be a large black wolf.
Large black wolf?
Yep. I think they prefer to be called African American.
This isn't a safe neighborhood, guys.
Black werewolves
this
matter.
Is Martin Luther
guys,
King Boulevard.
Guys, River. Guys, it's okay. Just roll up the windows and the round.
And it actually seems to be watching you.
Okay, guys, I hate to say this, but there's a big fucking wolf over there on the side of the river, so I don't know if they swim or not, so maybe let's, like, just kind of keep a low profile. And
pretty
just,
sure wolves can swim.
Just don't make eye
Given
contact.
The fact that I've known dogs.
But maybe they're, like, maybe this is a special species of non-swimming wolf.
They don't like to get their fur wet because it just stinks.
I mean, the fact is they're not as dangerous when they're swimming, I suspect, if you're in the boat, so
it's true.
Keep an eye on him, but so if he gets close, we can start whacking him with our paddles.
Unless they're magic. I just yell back, true. I told you! Werewolf, right there! Werewolves, guys.
Werewolf, werewolf.
Oh, you're just playing the game.
The most offensive comic of the
fucking block, Danny.
Does anyone know much about wolves, animals, that kind of thing? Anybody have that on their character?
You
I don't think so.
I've watched National Geographic. I know a thing or two.
Okay, well, do you feel it's important to know anything that you'd like to pull a block for it?
Or are you, I know are that wolves are wolves are pack animals.
No. So, like, bitch, I was on National Geographic. I don't know shit about wolves.
That's true.
Yeah. So do we see it?
I pointed it out to them.
Yes.
But
he goes, wolf!
Once you point out, everybody sees it.
Okay, yeah.
So, werewolf, werewolf.
All right, so let's go ahead and get some.
What's the signal for werewolf?
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get our little knifesies ready because we got a giant blood beacon.
We are in rocks,
yeah,
exactly. By the way.
That's even Jaws where they're chumming the water.
True,
we're chumming our boat with Rachel.
It does seem to be pacing on the shore.
Let's maybe paddle faster.
Sure, throw Rachel overboard.
Okay.
No, not throwing Rachel overboard.
This is where we actually don't completely disagree. Yeah. It's just a matter of severity.
Fine, oh, shit. Okay. Who understands capitalism? So she's bleeding everywhere, right?
Well, no.
You got to
staunch her wounds.
Can we make her bleed a little bit more? Just a little.
Just squeeze her.
Or, like, does she have any, like, stray meat hanging off?
Are you
hey, blood bag, wake up. Okay, I'm going to take, like, a bloody rag. Can I take a bloody rag?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a bloody rag.
Okay.
And I'm going to dose it with a bunch of fucking DMT.
Okay. I like this plan. That is the remainder of your drug supply for this trip.
Oh, god damn it, Randy!
Yeah.
I start sucking on the bloody rag.
Well, you guys watch in horror from the other raft.
Yeah.
As
I'm
pulls
throwing
up,
over the side.
And starts dosing it, and you're like, oh, good idea. And then you start sucking it.
No. I weighed it with whatever I had it in, like the vial.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever they put DMT in, I don't know.
Yeah, can we just be clear? You're going to make a wolf robo trip.
Yes.
Okay. That's
absolutely
all I needed to know.
He may be more intense, but less capable.
Yes. And I. Yes, he won't be able to move both of its, all four of its paws at the same time.
My paws are so big.
I take it and I. Here, boy, here. And I throw a, I throw the DMT Molotov cocktail.
How important is it to you to get that in to the wolf and not into the water?
It's important. I'm gonna
all
drop.
Pull a block.
You're kind of a
sadist.
Don't fuck it up.
Draw from the near the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom.
And what you do, kind of trust him because you'll find that ones are actually really.
Yeah, you'll
find that some are actually loose.
Yep.
And so you just kind of test and see which.
Oh,
yeah, bam.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. You guys watch, and with that arm honed by many years of mechanical engineering.
Is that how that works?
He was on the mechanical engineering softball team.
And it lands on the sort of softer, sandy part of the the beach there, and it doesn't break.
So is the wolf going to pull a Jenga block to see if it...
I just am confused to where Judge Dredd comes into this. Isn't that what we're playing?
Yeah, sure.
This is Mega Grand Canyon?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Mega Canyon.
Mega Canyon 1.
The wolf walks over, sniffs at it, and then looks up, and you swear it's glaring at you.
If you're not going to eat it, can I have that back?
And that is the last thing you say as you guys pass out of sight of the wolf and into more of a canyon surrounding the river.
Man!
Hey, guys, at least if there's one good side of this, he doesn't have any more drugs.
Yeah, wait till he starts getting chippy.
True. True. What? Yeah, no, not yet.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Need I remind you that wolves, they have a very strict pack order. That means they don't travel alone, so...
How did you
I saw that in National Geographic special from 1993.
False. National Geographic did not have a channel in 1993.
It was a special on PBS.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Gotcha.
I'm just glad that that pack was said and my name wasn't involved. So.
All right. You guys are rowing down the river. Things are relatively calm. The sun comes up. It is.
See,
not...
guys, it's going to be okay. I mean, it's not for Rachel. But,
you know, there's got to be a morning after.
I could use a power walk.
Oh, shit, goddamn. I start putting Rachel overboard.
What?
I just start dumping her into the damn water.
Why would
you do that? Nope. Gotta go.
All right, she's going to be a bit.
No, wait. We've got until a full moon, dude.
It's a full moon right now, goddammit.
So no, it's down.
But it's daytime.
The sun's coming up.
Wait. Before we debate this, let's remember, three of you are in the other raft.
Yeah. It's just...
So this is really down to Gay Tony
and
Coked Up Elvis.
Yeah.
I do yell, don't kill the lesbian. We'll get in trouble.
I'm like, help me. We got to get her overboard and drown this chick right now. I'm sorry. She died hours ago. She's going to kill us all. And we're going to be rafting down the river with a goddamn werewolf.
She's not dead.
I'm aware of that. But she's going to turn into a werewolf, man.
If you think you can do it, then by all means. But I'm not going to help with that. Okay.
What the fuck are you, Ayn Rand?
Well, if you truly feel that you have to do this, okay.
Look, I'm just gonna let him tucker himself out.
Alright, Elvis, if you want a part of the drink, I'm gonna need two blocks from
two blocks?
I need the middle fortitude to
cold-bloodedly
murder someone.
I need
the physical and the mental.
Yeah, she's a fucking Leia Delaria.
It's two blocks to kill her.
Alright, well. No.
You may want to, but you just can't make yourself do it.
I'm not going to do it. I can't make myself do it. My consciousness expansion exercises since I started delving into the world of hallucinogens, DMT, and so forth, have made me more empathic.
Yeah, why don't you try to, astrally connect to her soul and see if it's all wolf-like?
Come on, don't be stupid.
Damn it. Good call. You won't believe what the lawyers cost for this kind of thing.
Does anyone want to switch canoes?
No, you're doing fine.
Are you guys going to eat on the river?
What?
As you go?
Yeah.
Are we hungry?
Well, it's getting...
Do we have non-heated up food?
Yeah.
We can just
granola bars and that kind of stuff.
Ooh, granola!
Oh, God.
We don't have to start eating the were-lesbian yet?
No, not yet.
We're lesbian.
Are you not a full moon?
That's my favorite hot pot.
Just
quiz.
Like me, guys.
That's why I turned into a lesbian again.
Well, no, Bo, but we might want to keep an eye on Elvis anyway.
All right, so you guys grab a quick breakfast.
Yeah,
of granola bars and that kind of thing.
Don't have to pull a Jenga block for eating.
Do not pull a Jenga block for eating.
This granola bar is spicy.
What the hell? Jeff thinks that granola is Italian, therefore it's a little off table.
Granola is Italian for nature.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
You guys are making your way down the river, so it is a it's pretty uneventful. It's going to be a long way. You got 2 days to go.
And this is all in real time.
Yeah. Excuse me, fellas. So we have to pull the raft over because I have to urinate.
You're a dude. Urinate over the side of the raft.
But you guys are here.
He's worried that gay Tony might see the wing wings.
He's in the other boat. It's fine.
Piss off the side of the boat.
I don't want you guys to see my dingo.
Show me your picadillo.
Can we pull over the raft?
Why would we do that?
Yeah.
Pee.
Yeah, pee off the side. Settle down there. Yeah. There are giant wolves.
All right, but promise not to look.
All right, go pull a block.
all right. So Jeff pees off the side.
Shyly.
And oh, only my God, half. Your penis is so small.
I only got halfway done, so I still kind of have to pee.
You can't just cut your pee off.
You try.
Actually, back in Vietnam, that's not true.
Sure.
Okay. All right, and that seems like a good place to leave off our first act.
Jeff is still peeing.
You guys have you guys are going down the river in the Grand Canyon. Almost certainly no werewolves. The Jenga Tower stands. Nobody's dead yet. So join us next week when someone will almost certainly die.
When Dane has to pull a lot of Jenga blocks.
I still haven't had to pull a Jenga block. Yay for me.
Crafty English majors.
See?
I whisper in Rachel's ear as we go down the river, you're lucky I suck at Jenga, bitch.